I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Russian Orthodox Church has promised to help persecuted Christians in Africa. Church leaders say roughly 1 in 5 African believers experiences religious persecution and thousands are killed each year. For example, in a late January attack, Islamic militants targeted a Christian-majority area of Nigeria, killing 16 and destroying dozens of houses. Denise Godwin with International Media Ministries says the COVID-19 pandemic has led to even more instability in these regions, increasing the persecution. Ask God to strengthen these believers.
As believers in Jesus Christ, as believers in the resurrection and the power of that, that is so contrary to anything this world believes in or offers, in the power of that resurrection, who are we and what can we offer?
And an international deaf ministry coalition is bridging communication and information gaps in the mission field as well as on the home front. Door International's Rob Myers says the initial plans for this coalition were laid in January 2020, but then along came the pandemic and priorities had to shift. Now, with systems restored and needs under control, deaf leaders can put their plans into action.
The hope is for the DMC to begin a website as well as a Facebook page to provide some best practices, some of that basic information, and have give people an opportunity to network together. If, say, one ministry organization is working in a particular country and they'd like to know about deaf resources or deaf people working within that country, they can reach out, get that information, and be connected to a local ministry.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Would you consider joining us today? Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.